It's really cold and gray outside, but the Tropical Conservatory at the Mathai Botanical Gardens in Ann Arbor is green and lush. The air is thick with humidity, warmth, and sweet-scented pollen. The horticulturalists are sweeping up dead leaves, replacing plants, and removing wilted blossoms. But occasionally the workers lift their heads from what they're doing to take in an unusual sight. There's a group of dancers, ranging in age from 7 to 70, rehearsing a performance among the garden's plants, waterfalls, and walkways.
And here you go. You've got a 1, lunging 2, reaching 3, and you've got 4.
They lean against vine-covered walls, prance down paths, and splash water from a fish pond. Occasionally a dancer's arm brushes against a branch, setting the leaves of a bamboo, papyrus, or orchid plant in motion. Shirley Axum is an environmental activist and one of the dancers. She says it's quite an experience dancing in a lush conservatory instead of a barren stage.
It's thrilling. The humidity, the green, the shapes of the plants, the light, and then to think that we can climb the trees and the walls.
The piece is called Dragon Tree Waterfall Tea, and its creator is Jessica Fogel, a professor of dance at the University of Michigan. After choreographing a dance piece for a celebration at an arboretum over the summer, she realized she just couldn't imagine going back inside.
At first I was going to do a snow dance, and then that seemed very unrealistic.
Eventually she decided an indoor conservatory would be more practical and more comfortable for both the dancers and the audience. She created this piece by absorbing the shapes, colors, smells, and stories behind the plants in the garden. Movements the dancers make often mirror the curves of a plant's leaves. The dancers also use gesture, props, and pantomime to call attention to how we use a plant.
That the papyrus plants can become scrolls upon which messages are written, and that tea comes from these camellia bushes and can be drunk, and that coffee does come from these beans and chocolate from the trees. So we do play with those ideas as well, with the function of the plants.
Fogel says we often forget that we depend on plants and nature for food, medicine, and even paper. And she hopes this performance will remind people of our reliance on the natural world. But some parts of the dance just play with nature. At one point in the performance, dancer Anna Bjerg climbs over a wall and down into a waterfall in the conservatory.
I step into it, and bit by bit, I work myself into the water until finally I'm completely immersed in the waterfall.
She says it's supposed to be a bit surreal and a bit surprising. She dances soaking wet, with the waterfall splattering down on her body.
It's more about existing with the setting and interacting with it, instead of just placing some movement in front of it as a backdrop.
And unlike a performance in a theater, changes in the garden can affect what the dancers do or don't do. During rehearsals, a branch a dancer was supposed to lean against died and was cut off. Another plant grew to be in the way of a dancer's arm. And some ground cover the dancers were told they could walk on turned into a path of slippery mud. Dancer Raphael Griffin says as she performs in the conservatory, she has to be very cautious of the impact her movements make. The rock ledges are uneven and the plants fragile. And she says that sense of the dancers treading lightly on the environment is something she hopes the audience picks up on.
Just a better awareness of nature in how the human body can interact with nature and yet not ruin it either.
Most of us will never get a chance to frolic in a conservatory like Raphael Griffin and the other dancers in Dragon Tree Waterfall Tea. But as one dancer pointed out, there's nothing stopping us from going into our own backyards to enjoy and appreciate the line, movement, and form in the natural world around us. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tamar Charney.